Back to the phones. Karen, up next in St. Paul, Minnesota. Karen, thanks for listening on Faith Radio 90.7. What's going on?
Well, in Romans 4:4, it says that, now to the one who works, wages are not a gift, but an obligation. So, granted, the employer owes you a wage, but I think people forget this. My definition of a fair wage is what allows the employer to make money after all his or her expenses have been paid. And newsflash, your employer will make more money than you, because if the employer is not profitable, you won't have a job. So I think it's important for people to understand that while the Bible says that they owe us money, we don't determine. The market determines that, and the employer determines that, because he has to make money after he clears his expenses.
Well, that's right. And I think that's scriptural. It's implicit and explicit, I think, in the Old and New Testament. Now, certainly, the Old Testament and New Testament is replete, especially the Old Testament, replete with some pretty strong language compelling the business owner, which oftentimes was referred in the scriptures to the slave owner, because they're operating plantations for the most part. But the language is very strong to say, you treat your workers well, and you pay them effectively, and you pay them a fair wage. The onus is certainly on the business owner, but we are so worlds apart from that in our culture that there are workers who think it's just, you know, explicitly unfair that the owner of the local shop or office or store that they work for is making more money than they do. And that's how far afoot, how radically far we have traveled away from any kind of Judeo-Christian biblical worldview when it comes to business and economic matters. So your point is well taken. It sounds like you've observed some of that yourself.
Oh, indeed, I have. I've observed it as a business owner. My husband is actually the business owner, but I've also observed it in the culture today. It's kind of an expectation that we should all make the same wage and all have the same lifestyle. And, I mean, that's been tried, and it has failed. It was called communism.